Please call to work. Please call roll.
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Boltaway?
Here.
Director Clipstein?
Here.
Director Maglione?
Here.
Director McElroy?
Here.
Director Payne? Director Riley?
Here.
Director Romano? Chairman Wong?
Here. This meeting is being held in accordance with the revisions of the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Development Credit Bank has sent written notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to the pertinent newspapers for circulation throughout the state and posted the same on the bank's website. Please rise to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is approval of the minutes for the regular, the executive session and the regular session of the June 23rd, 2014 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, if I could we get two separate motions on that, one for executive and one for the regular minutes, please?
Sure, it makes me happy.
It made me very happy.
Let's have a motion. I'd like to entertain a motion for the regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Any questions on the motion? Call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Boltaway.
Aye.
Director Clipstein.
Yes.
Director Maglione.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne. Director Riley.
Yes.
Director Romano. Chairman Wong.
Yes. Now may I have a motion to approve the executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any questions? Call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Boltaway.
Aye.
Director Clipstein. Director Maglione.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne. Director Riley.
Yes.
Director Romano. Chairman Wilton.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, it would be impossible to be any more minute, but my middle initials are. I just noticed that I didn't miss it the first
where
time.
Where is that?
On the top, we have the name. We have Andrew Allen.
Actually, in other documents as well.
Okay.
Not that matters.
No, it matters.
Yes, it does. I just missed it the first
time. Or, to correct all of
I'll fix that.
Okay. All right, next up is my report, Chairman's report. I'll save the bulk of my report for the committee report. But I do want to share with Council at this point that, with the bank board at this point, that we will be closing out tonight the previous round of funding, so no longer will the hardship criteria be a means by which you can apply for funding. It will be based upon the value of the land as a parcel of open space, its environmental factors, as opposed to whether the person's in dire straits. That criteria was enormously flawed. It was problematic to distribute the money based on that. We are still coming into problems because of that process, so that will be ended tonight. We will be recommending a new criteria for approving credit purchases. We'll be discussing at length the credit purchase process, as well as the open space program that the Highlands Council will be endeavoring in. So a lot of good stuff to talk about in the committee report. And the agenda is incorrect. It is not acting executive director. It's now executive director. The acting is removed. So Marvin Norsham, congratulations again on your report.
Hold that thought. I'm still in the governor's review period. At 1 o'clock on, or 5, 5, 1 after 5 on Monday, you would be correct.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But thank you. In the executive director's report, I'd like to highlight a couple of things under the transfer of development rights program that have happened since we last met. We've awarded a grant to Bergenfield, which is a very interesting town. They want to increase their density, and James, anytime you want to jump in, you can feel free. They have a really pretty active commercial area, but most of the buildings are one story high, and they want to go up to increase density, so that makes them a good candidate for us, so they've started doing that exploration. And I will also point out that for Newton, Passaic City, and Vernon, you'll see that phase one is completed. That means that their feasibility study is done, and they've moved on to the fiscal analysis, which is really the furthest we've gotten with any towns in this process at all. So that is, even though we haven't reached the finish line, I think that's just an incredibly hopeful sign. So I'm hoping that this year we'll see our first for real receiving area. And that concludes my report.
Any questions? Okay. Thank Committee Report, Council Committee Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee Update. That is the new name for the Highlands Council Subcommittee that is dealing with the tag board, the PSE&G money that was given to us, as well as trying to find a way to compensate landowners in the Highlands region, which seems to be the one thing that unites every member of the Highlands Council is that these folks deserve to be compensated for their deprived property value. There's still some disagreement about whether or not they're constitutionally entitled to it or not, but they certainly believe that in fairness, they should be given that money. So first, the PSE&G money. We have $18 million given to us from PSE&G so they can put their power lines through the upper part of the state. That money can be used for any open space acquisition or preservation effort that the Highlands Council sees fits with very little limitations. For example, we do not have to have buy land strictly adjacent to the power lines. Any land in Hunterdon County, in Morris County, in Warren County does not necessarily have to be within eyesight or within a certain distance of the power line. That's preferable, but does not have to be so. The bank committee, or the compensation committee, has recommended to the Highlands Council that $9 million of that $18 million be allocated and used to purchase open space, to purchase credits, and other funding avenues for the Highlands Council to begin putting that money out there to good use and not just keeping it to the bank. So first, with the Highlands Bank, we will be able to use part of that money to buy credits. The criteria for those credits will be environmental impact of the land, and the regional master plan already has in it environmental criteria for most sensitive lands, fully sensitive lands. So obviously, someone wants to come in, sell their credits to the Highlands Council, or to the bank board, I should say. We will pick the lands that are most critical. They will get funding first. The ones that are really critical will be funded last. That will be how we will prioritize those purchases. We have developed a, not a ranking or scoring system, but an analysis that staff will perform. And that analysis will then be sent to the bank board, and we will make our own decision based upon that analysis. It will not be a score, it will not be a rank. So we'll be able to use our own judgment as to whether or not it's a worthwhile purchase. We did that explicitly because if it is a scoring system and we ignore the scoring system, we open ourselves up to all sorts of litigation and other complaints because staff makes a score, but we ignore it. We're, as I say, not showing wise judgment. So the discretion will rest with the bank board, not with staff. I think that's a good sign. The other program that we're starting is an open space purchase program. The Highlands Council, using that PSE&G money, will partner with land trusts, conservancies, municipalities, and counties up to 50% of the purchase value for land in fee simple or for the development rights. Someone else will be the owner of the land if it's in fee simple or if it's development rights, the ownership will stay the same. We will not own land, we will not maintain land, we will not provide land for signs, we will not provide money for turf fields, for ready equipment for trail development, just land. And again, we'll just be a funding partner. We do not have the staff, the resources to do any of that other stuff that counties, municipalities, or land trusts do. We are in a land buying business and only as a funding partner, not as someone who will own it. There's been some pushback on that from different agencies in the state and also some not-for-profits that we should be a little more active with that money. That's not our game. That's not what we're here for. The criteria for open space purchases will again be the same criteria established in the regional master plan. And staff will again look at those opportunities, analyze them, present a report to the Highlands Council, and the Highlands Council will then exert its discretion over whether or not to purchase lands or not. And there are dozens of other factors that are not part of that analysis that the council members can bring to bear on that decision, but it will rest with the council. So those are the two main areas where we'll be doing open space funding from the Highlands Council, both from the bank board and the council. To bring everybody up to speed again on credit cost, the $16,000, which is something we're constantly reminded of, is an unfair price. No doubt it is an unfair price. Highlands Council hired an expert several years ago to look at what the credit value would be, and the credits were valued at about $64,000 in round numbers. The bank board offers $16,000 for one main reason, that is not to compete with the presumed market that would develop for Highlands credits. So if the Highlands Bank is buying credits for $50,000, why would a developer in Jersey City pay less than that. If I'm a seller in Jersey City, I'll go to the Highlands Bank and go to the developer. The idea is not to have the government buy these, but to have these developers buy them. The concern that we had was, well, who is going to buy these credits? And in this down economy, that seems like a very far-fetched idea. Fortunately, there may be some light at the end of that tunnel. We met with a builders group. I forget exactly which builders group it was.
New Jersey Builders Association.
New Jersey Builders Association. To ask them, who the hell is going to buy these credits? And we were of the mind, at least I was, I'll speak for myself, that this TDR program would never work. There would not be buyers out there. These folks seem to think that, given the right target, we can find buyers. If that's the case, then the TDR program can work. And as a council member, I'm not enamored with the act at all. I'm not enamored with the TDR program. However, it is the third tool that I have to compensate landowners. And the only reason I come to Chester every month is so I can find a way to compensate landowners. So getting this TDR program up and running as the third way for us to provide funding for these landowners is, as I said, what keeps me coming back. So one of the things that we're going to be doing at a council level is changing our target for these grants to do TDR receiving area studies. In the past, we gave them to anybody who had asked. In fact, early on, I guess one of my first votes, we rejected a town's proposal for compliance because they were not going to be considered a receiving area. They had a train station, they had a downtown, they had a college, they had all the things that you would think would make for the receiving area. We told them that was our objection. The next meeting, they came back and miraculously they decided they were going to take a grant to look at the receiving area. The grant, the decision was that they were not a good candidate for receiving area, and they were more than happy to spend the 40 grand in grant money on their planners, but we got another results for it. So we need to be much more careful as a council in who we give those grants to. And we also need to go out and start recruiting some cities that are much more likely to actually follow through and become receiving areas. The Jersey cities, the Union cities, the Hoboken's, places that are seeing buildings going up and up and up, and they want to have increased density. And certainly that's where these kind of developments should go. They should not go out here and do more and more in Sussex County, but should go out in the cities of Santa County, too, for that matter. So there seems to be some potential for that TDR program to work. So stay tuned for that. The final thing that we are working on as a committee is the water tax. And we recognize that the three means of compensating landowners is insufficient and not direct. You know, frankly, I'm of the opinion that the Hank Lund who's here tonight should be able to walk into the Highlands Council and get a check for his deprived value. That shouldn't dispose. But we can't do that right now. And if they don't want to sell their land for open space, if they don't want to sell their credits, if they don't want to sell their development rights to a developer, then they're just stuck with their private land value. A water tax system that would provide a source of revenue for direct compensation, everybody on the committee believes, and I believe the majority of the council believes, is the best and fairest way to go about it. So we are trying to develop the level of taxation, the target for the taxation, as well as the... there'll be plenty of time later.
Wait a minute. No tax. A fee.
Fee. Fine.
Cost, not even
cost.
Cost. Fair enough.
Okay, good.
I guess I just won elections, so I'm not really too concerned about the money. That's it. I'll change my two and a half years, I'm going to run again. But a water fee that will be used to compensate landowners for their deprived value. So that's the problem with that is we don't get to decide that. That goes to the legislature. All we can do is push private fee and beg. Well, we should be doing that every opportunity. That's it. That's a lot. Are there any questions at this point? First of all, did I miss anything, Jim or Chris or Andrew? Or
I have one. On the $9 million for the first round, we did not set aside a specific amount for to go to the land purchase and HDCs because we don't know what the demand's going to be. So it's going to be kind of like a sliding program as we see what applications come in. That will determine what the allocation will be.
Gave the committee some flexibility depending on how that works, because since we have such a limited amount, and just to highlight why we've gone in that direction is just to leverage more money. Most of the county open space programs have gone by the wayside, the municipalities, because if they're impacted in the Highlands,
there hasn't been a whole lot for them to spend. Now there's a reason, because they have, probably they could leverage their dollars with ours to try to get as much as possible. We know it's not enough. It's all we have right now, so we'll try to stretch it as far as we can.
The new initiative that just passed in the election, the open space tax on corporations, is that any potential for funding?
Sure. I'm not sure how, but mechanism they're going to use to distribute that money, but a county or town or renters can apply for grant for that funding and use that for purposes as well. That would not be one of the things that we've lobbied for is that any new open space tax or open space funding from Trenton should have a significant part of it earmarked specifically for Highlands landowners. And that has fallen on deaf ears despite promise after promise that this funding would come. The bill was passed, trust us, we're going to take away your land value, but we'll give you funding. Just trust us. It's been 10 years. Every opportunity they've had to fulfill that promise, either through direct legislation or through this ballot referendum, they failed. So, it's frustrating. But yes, that there is money there, and I imagine we'll be able to apply for it. And some of the open space projects that will come through us will have money from the state as well. But as far as that money coming through the Highlands to Highlands landowners, it's not the bill. Anyone else have a question? No?
I have lots of questions.
Okay.
I assume we'll have more opportunity to. This is sort of, I feel like it's sort of in the early stages. I guess I was a little unclear on a lot of the work that went in early on outside consultants looking at how to value development rights in the area. A very complicated formula that adjusted for area. It wasn't, one credit per whatever housing unit. It was much more involved.
Right.
And the idea that $16 was...
$16,000
per credit was, wrong. I'm not sure that has been tested yet. For a lot of reasons, but...
The dollar value that the report decided on was $64,000 per credit. So the value of a credit by the report is $64,000. Now, some folks will say it should be more than that, some will say it should be less. I haven't read it well enough to know whether or not that's accurate or not.
Right.
The $16,000 was, I don't want to say arbitrary, but was chosen by the bank, and again, the council approved it, to avoid competing with the presumed market. So clearly $16,000 is well below market price, which is why we have not had people beating down our door to sell their credit for $16,000. But it was intentionally below market value because we wanted to not, again, compete with that market. The question that, as a policy question, is, do we pay $20,000 credit? Do we pay $12,000 credit? We can make that decision as a banker, and I guess council have to approve it. But when folks get up and say $16,000 is ridiculous, it's certainly be their right. And when people come to us and sell for $16,000 because they need the money, or they don't want to wait, or their land is not being purchased through our space program, so.
Or they're dying.
That's a very morbid thought, thank you.
That's what's happening.
Well, and that was a lot of the issues we ran into with the hardship side.
Yep.
Anything else? Any questions at this point?
No.
You sure? It's okay.
Yep. No.
All right. Somebody else has any questions? Okay. Any objections? Yeah, it's taken a long time for us to get to this point, but there's progress. There's real progress on compensation. I think it's a good sign. The criteria and all the information will be shared with the bank board soon, I assume, if they can look at it and review it before we start the applications in. And at the next meeting, I assume on our agenda will be approval of the new system, the new process. And hopefully start taking in applications. So
that'll be the February meeting.
So we'll be getting that information out to you probably in December for their perusal, for that approval in February. Is that real six step?
That's the plan.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Next up on the agenda is consideration of resolution initial Highlands Development Credit Bank closure. This is a voting matter with public comment. The motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor, say aye. I'm sorry, get the public comment first. Public comment, please. Let's say I go to public hearing, but let's go to public hearing. Different process. Ms. Post, you're up.
My name is Deborah Post, Chester Township Pond property owner. I speak for both myself and by written proxy for roughly 80 other harmed Highlands landowners. The TDR program that this resolution closes represents an outrageous disgrace whereby those experiencing financial hardship were offered pennies on the appraised dollar for their property losses. The HDC was appraised by Integra Resources. And by the way, Mr. Clipstein, in my opinion, the Integra Resources work product is the only competent work product to have come out of the Highlands Council. Integra Resources found a gross value of $92,000, which was discounted by 30% for the soft costs of land development. While high, the 30% discount may be appropriate for large swaths of land requiring major subdivision with much new infrastructure. However, an arbitrary 30% discount is highly inappropriate and clearly erroneous for smaller parcels where a landowner lost one or two or three roadside lots. The 30% discounted HDC of $64,000 was then further discounted by another 75% by arbitrary, unsubstantiated, and capricious fiat of the Highlands Council to a measly $16,000 per HDC. The result was that 17 to 25 cents on the dollar was offered to the financially infirm, those in such financial straits as to have no other options than to accept a crumb from this body. The TDR program that this resolution closes also included a deed restriction, which egregiously overreached the limitation on development being valued and purchased. A contract may not overreach that for which it's being paid. Yet you strap the hardship cases with an easement so onerous, the remainder value of the deed-restricted property has been zero in many cases. Those being deprived of their lifetime savings stored in their land equity are largely the elderly. The handwriting on the proxies Mr. Schoep, Mr. Klump, and I received is often shaky. At the Landowners Forum held back in 2006, gray and white-haired harmed land property owners arrived in overalls with canes to listen to a slick, tassel-loafer tax lawyer telling them about the tax deductions of gifting their property to a greening organization, apparently oblivious to the fact that his audience had no income against which to use such deductions. It's been a decade since passage of the Highlands Act, which mandated a functioning TDR program within 18 months of enactment. It feels like you are just waiting for us to die. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your efforts to change this course.
Who's next? Yep, you, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the bank board. My name is David Pfeiffer. I'm a Highlands Project Director for the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions. I have a question about closing the bank, and that question is, has the board been briefed on the potential for additional exposure to takings litigation as a result of closing the bank?
No, the short answer. I don't believe we're closing the bank as much as closing this round of funding and round applications.
All right. But the bank will remain intact as a legal entity?
Absolutely. The bank is not. All right. These gentlemen will be, and ladies will be back in February, hopefully. It's, you know, usually it's been every 6 months or a year or so. But yes, we expect you back in February with a new round of funding. Right. Yes, we're not going away.
That question satisfied perfectly. Thank you. The next issue is an offer of help or consultation on developing the implementation for the open space monies that were just authorized. If we can find a way to have money routed to the Highlands HDC Bank, in that implementing legislation, we would be happy to support that.
Part of that allocation of funds from the PCG funds will be money for the bank?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Are you talking about the open space ballot question?
Yes, the open space ballot question.
I would personally would think municipalities, in fact, I just made a note to myself on a couple things in reference to that, but that they do that on their own, not necessarily through us. That's a separate funding source.
Right.
And but we have such limited funding sources, maybe we can endorse some things along those lines. I'm not sure.
Somebody writing the legislation needs to know there's a need out there.
There will be implementing regulations for that.
And the regulations have to reflect that. So if we can help in any way, we would be happy to, as an organization, help you with that problem.
But we will certainly accept the help.
Okay.
Thank you. Or we agree we should work together. Hank, you're up. Mr. Klum.
Thank you.
Where am I getting my jacket?
Working on.
All right.
I'm really Hank Klump. A harmed landowner or whatever since been 11 years now. But this is the most promising thing I've heard since I've been coming to Highland Council meetings. I can't tell you enough how it's affected our family, but you all got to go back to that $64,000 thing, and that's the game changer. I was very surprised when you said that the Builders Association said the TDR program would work, because who's out there going to buy these things? I mean, we've had this thing.
Now that's a $64,000 question.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I mean, it's not happening, people. And the other thing that I got to say is when this bill was being passed, I asked the Highlands Council chairman to write a letter to dedicate funding sources to the Highlands. I don't know if anything was ever done, as far as I know. We did not get it. There's not one penny dedicated to the Highlands. I mean, here you got Bob Smith, which lied, or I said, shouldn't say lie, trustworthy, or, you know what I'm getting at.
Yes, continue.
He said that we'd be funded, him and McCune both said that, and, you know, he used the phrase of Tom, I don't remember his last name, Cruz, and show me the money was his big thing. And it's actually written in stuff. So here's a guy, he's out there promoting this thing, and he just turned his head. I mean, he forgot to pay what he took for it, right? I mean, but that's not science, that's politics. And I've asked this council to show me the science that put my form into the Highlands. It doesn't exist. So, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I
do. You know, and I appreciate everything he's doing, and I hope the rest of you people, I know Ken too, and we'll follow through, and the chairman here, they know what's happened to us, but the rest of the people in the state don't know. I met a guy the other day, and he says, "Oh, you got your money." I said, "I says, there's nothing dedicated to the Highlands." So you got to be kidding me. And that's what you brought up. And you're being on this board and didn't even know that. I'm surprised. But I don't want to call you out on it, but it's a fact. You know? But thanks very much. I appreciate your time.
I'd like to point out that Senator Smith also didn't push for legislation for dual appraisal for everybody within the Highlands region. It came from us.
Yeah. Well, I brought that up too, and you know that. And it's still not approved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this is ludicrous.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Anyone else?
Is this the only open session, or is there any
other? No, there's. If you wish to speak about something generically, not these resolutions, there'll be an opportunity at the end of the meeting. All right, we'll close public comment. Committee comment? All right, call the roll.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Holtaway?
Yes.
Director Klipstein?
Yes.
Director Maglione?
Yes.
Director McElroy?
Yes.
Director Riley?
Yes.
Chairman Wong?
Yes. Next up is approval of the meeting schedule for 2015. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. There's public comment on this, but I can't imagine. Please don't. Anyone want to speak on the meeting schedule? All right. Any committee comments? Good. Call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Volkowin.
Yes.
Director Klipstein.
Yes.
Director Maglione.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Riley.
Yes.
Chairman Moore.
Yes. All right. Now it's time for public comment. We ask you to try to limit yourself to 3 minutes, if you may. Ma'am, you're up first.
Sarah Zapowski. I've been here for a couple times before. I think I should recognize me. I'm very encouraged by what I heard tonight. I appreciate all your efforts, like Hank here said. Sorry for the first name, but I
thought you right. From call me anything you want.
My family has been devastated by this violence act. We've been fighting this since the beginning. My father passed away. In the meantime, my mother is still with us, and I'm here on her behalf. She's sick. She can't come here. She is on oxygen 24/7. She was left with nothing, and you know we appreciate your efforts. If you have an application in, do you have to reapply, or will they just tell them to take the application to go for the next round?
We'll probably ask you to reapply, but it won't be that. It'll be a very similar application. And we'll not go to the back of the line or anything like that. It's more of a paperwork and formality issue.
Okay, so once you open it, I'll have to let James know that Mr. Humphreys know that.
Correct.
Put me in line.
And staff, even if our staff is reasonable and they're good people, so I imagine that the form may be different, but it probably will suffice for our purposes. So it may just be a matter of signing and dating the new form. But
Just on another note, I've been trying to sell our properties for open space to the municipality, to the county, to Green Acres, to the watershed, NJWDS, whatever it is. Nobody's interested in buying it. Basically, I've been told we don't need to buy it because, it's already,
exactly.
It's preserved.
And the DEP is concentrating on Blue Acres purchases right now, not Green Acres, so.
Well, even though we won't be purchasing property directly, hopefully the fact that there's 50% available out there will encourage people to be a little more aggressive on some of those purchases.
I do hope so. Thank you for your efforts.
Anyone else? Wonderful. The motion to adjourn?
Go
ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My name is Deborah Post, Chester Township Pond property owner. I speak both for myself and by written proxy for roughly 40 other Harmed Highlands landowners.
That's the 40 chiming in.
He's agreeing with me. We demand that any new TDR program include, 1, a clear acknowledgement that participation is in no way a voluntary act. I know of not one Highlands landowner who volunteered to have their property values eviscerated by the Highlands Act. No one volunteered their lifetime savings and personal equity to be taken by the state. A crafty ploy of the SADC and other easement purchase organizations is to posit erroneously that landowners are volunteers and that bizarrely the voluntary nature of the seller's participation is justification for low-balling easement values. Such an attitude must be absent from any Highlands TDR program. Number 2, a simple deed restriction addressing only the development easement and referencing the Highlands Act itself for further limitations. 3, a pricing that honestly reflects the appraised value of the lost development potential. 4, a clear acknowledgement that there is no nexus between the bankrupt, debt-ridden condition of the corrupt state of New Jersey and the property value losses of those who were harmed by the Highlands Act. The property owners are the victims of the broken state, not its cause. Number 5, a broadening of the marketplace for the purchase of Highlands TDRs. Mr. Chairman, we must look beyond receiving zones for a marketplace if this is ever going to work. We ask this agency to call on the governor to create a Highlands Just Compensation Task Force to report on the requirements of creating a TDR program that will function efficiently and effectively. Task forces are often the prerequisites for complex legislation. Such a task force must include individuals with capital market experience and should be chaired from the Department of Treasury. The staff of the Highlands Council is devoid of capital market expertise, and I see little on this board. Apologies. The staff is largely composed of extreme greens bent on writing strangling regulations and tedious plans without an ounce of interest in compensation for landowners, as the past decade clearly demonstrates. Planners skilled in PowerPoint presentations are clueless regarding how to make the security trade. If you allow staff to maintain insulated and tight control of the development of the new TDR program, you are dooming that program to failure. I firmly believe, personally, with private market innovation and political will, the challenge of compensating the harmed Highlands landowners without taxpayer dollars can be met. And a governor-appointed task force outside of the council in this agency is a necessary first step. Mr. Chairman, as you know, I have requested to be part of a compensation attack. My professional background is 20 years and more of financing troubled situations and structuring securities to meet complex needs. I can help you make this TDR program work. Thank you.
Thank you. I almost always agree with you, Ms. Post. Well, hyperbole sometimes isn't much for my taste, but that's, it's your case, not mine. I said I mostly agree with you, but sometimes your hyperbole is a bit much. But with regard,
by design, sir.
With regard to your criticism of the staff as being extreme greenies, I still need to pretend they're on my side of the political spectrum. But I don't think you are being fair or accurate in describing the staff here. I think you're confusing the staff with past leadership. The staff here is fair-minded. They agree, for the most part, with the notion of compensating landowners. They are not extremists. They are reasonable, sensible, good people who are taking the direction from this council, this new council, to heart, and are following through faithfully on that. Now, past leadership, I think that might be a fair characterization, but the staff you have here are good, courteous professionals who are probably more on your side than you might realize. So with that, the comment that Ms. Post, your time
is up. Deny my Oprah. It's not a good sign.
Do I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So
second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Great.
Right.